You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas, building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet, cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at Chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure.
Review Vosk Trailbender 2. They won't be a perfect fit on all feet, but these ultra-cushioned trail running shoes handle both roads and dirt with aplomb. Rating 6 out of 10. Price $130. By Adrian So. If you're getting bored with pounding out the miles on a treadmill or a track, or if you're anticipating a crowded gym once everyone makes their New Year's resolutions, you should try trail running. It's recreational hiking at high velocity. You get fresh air, scenic views, and a great workout all in one. Vosk has been making high-quality technical footwear since 1964, and I recently got the chance to try their Spring 2018 line, which will be sold starting in mid-February. I took the Vosk Trailbender 2s, the upgrade to last year's Trailbenders, to test over several weeks and 30 miles of concrete sidewalks, roads, hard-packed trails, mud, gravel, scrambling, and single track. The Trailbender 2 is the most heavily cushioned shoe in Vosk's 2018 spring lineup, designed to rack up lots of miles and feel cool and comfortable while doing so. The difference between this year's model and last year's is that the Trailbender 2s have a more refined, breathable mesh upper. This means the shoe isn't waterproof, but the sole was thick enough to keep my feet above the waterline in Pacific Northwestern puddles. While I prefer lower-profile shoes for trail running, it's not always possible to step directly out of your house and onto soft dirt. The Trailbender 2's massive molded EVA midsole padding and 6mm drop from a 28mm heel to 22mm height at the toe box made it a great all-purpose shoe. My feet and knees didn't hurt while running on the several miles of concrete and asphalt that it sometimes took to get to the trailhead. The breathable mesh upper wasn't too soft. Shoes should feel like shoes, not socks. Sorry, Nike. A flat molded tongue and big flat laces meant that once the shoe was adjusted and tied, I never had to stop to retie the laces or readjust a slipping tongue. The Vosk Axis Grip outsole, with its innumerable tiny cloverleaf treads, was secure up and down on sloppy 45-degree hills. I didn't slip, not even with a 70-pound dog occasionally tugging on the leash. But the small treads also trapped a lot of mud, pine needles, and grass, which would be hazardous if I were going on runs that were longer than 5 miles on muddy trails. The shoe doesn't have a rock plate in the bottom, but the sole is still stiff enough that small bumpy objects in the trail didn't pose any problems. A hefty 1.2mm toe cap meant that I could trip on all the tree roots that I wanted. As with in-ear headphones, your personal shoe preferences can vary depending on much that is outside of the manufacturer's control. The Trailbender 2 has a very wide neutral chassis, and I have narrow feet and mild supination, that is a high foot arch and pigeon toes. Even on dry, smooth single track, rocks and roots could set my foot rolling in the shoe. My bony heels also slid around, which added to my general feeling of instability. With running shoes, perhaps more so than with other kinds of gear, your mileage may vary. While Vosk's quality and construction is top-notch, my personal running preferences mean that I'm not, and you might not be, the target audience for this shoe. If you have a wider foot and are putting in long, hot miles on mixed roads and groomed trails, then the Trailbender 2 would be a great choice. But for the narrow-hooved mountain goats among us, we'll have to keep looking for something a little more slim, low-profile, and agile.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how a burst pipe in a family's house led to an adventure right now.
We walk inside and it's raining. Our home was ruined. We couldn't live there.
Our first concern was the kids. This was going to be hard on them. Chubb got us a place to stay in the same school district. Otherwise, it could have been a nightmare.
Chubb turned a disaster into an adventure for our kids.
And no one missed a day of school.
Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.